I'm here with Christian Mayer of Orica Green Edge, who pretty much shaped this whole race and at the end had a 30-second lead coming into 15 Ks to go. Christian, describe the race to us a bit.
Yeah, today I think in the past when we've come to Nationals, you know, you can have the tendency for it to be a little bit of negative racing, you know, people looking at you and so on. So today early on, and with the race started, I decided that, I try to be on the front foot today and be, a protagonist instead of trying to always come from behind. So, just went for it straight away and attacked after one of the first hills, and we got a good group together and a few more bridge across. And when it got to the right size, you know, and I knew we had a good chance to stay away because we were all rolling through pretty smooth, and you know, it's pretty hard to chase 12 motivated guys, and everyone rode well, and then on the last circuit we sort of started to throw in a couple of soft moves to see how everyone was going, and then when we left the circuit, guys were starting to kind of like, well, you know, not be so motivated anymore, or we're just playing a bit more tactics, and on the sort of first big hill out of the circuits, I attacked, mm-hmm. and then settled into a good rhythm, and I think I'm not really sure. I mean, obviously the group behind was chasing, and I think the optimum guys were chasing from behind, and you know, it's a little bit strange to bring Zach Bell to the finish because, you know, 10 times out of 10 he's going to beat you, so, you know, exactly the tactic, I'm not sure why they decided to do that, but, then I got caught under 10K to go, and that was about it. You know, obviously I wasn't going to win the sprint against the fresher guys, and against Zach, obviously I wasn't going to win the sprint, so I tried to attack a few more times in the last couple K, but again, they always sort of, the optimum guys kept riding me back, and then obviously Zach just pumped them all, so good on him. I mean, he did what he had to do today. He rode smart, knew he had to come in with a sprint, and showed that he was definitely the fastest guy in the group.
I just spoke with Antoine Duchesne, the guy who won the under 23, and he described you as just, you know, pulling, and just his exact words were, he deserved to win this race. Do you feel that maybe you gave too much of yourself too soon?
You know, you can always look back and maybe think that. But, I think last week at Bose, the best tactic for me is just to get out there and race aggressively. And I know that if, you know, I'm riding hard on the hills, the other guys are going hard on the hills as well. So, I mean, it's can go two ways. You can put some pressure on the other guys and tire them out as well. And everybody worked. And, I could look back and say, oh, maybe I did a bit too much. But honestly, I don't think I did. I mean, when I was out there by myself, I was still rolling pretty strong. And, that's just how it goes after 190K. I mean, of course, you start to feel a little bit in the legs, and we gave it the best we could.
Well, you shaped the race from beginning to end. You just didn't get it at the finish line, but, you know, this was basically your race. And Zach Bell is going to be Canadian champion. Everyone's going to remember what you did today, though.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I just went out there and gave her, you know. It's,
well, it was
what
a great
I know
race.
Best. Yeah.
It was a great race. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.